I'll open by inviting my two colleagues on the dais to provide some opening remarks for this, our final subcommittee hearing for this budget cycle. And we'll start with our most freshman member, Senator Monning. How about that? Senator Stone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, let me say that it's been an honor to serve with you and Senator Monning on a very comprehensive list of very important issues affecting the quality of life of many disadvantaged people in the state of California. They claim the recession is over, but I think we all know that technically it may be over, but the fallout of the economy that we experienced, the Great Recession, has left a lot of people needing a lot of help. And I've been very honored to be a part of solutions in discussing and comprehensively the developmentally disabled population and doing what we can to advocate and hopefully through the budget process return some of the $1 billion that we've taken away from this very important population of citizens. And then, of course, we have we've been discussing in great detail Medi-Cal, and they have seen some draconian cuts over the years that have limited healthcare professionals from participating in a system where a third of the state is now enrolled in the Medi-Cal system. And I'm delighted that and hope that our recommendations to include services that were previously taken away as a result of budget crisis, especially podiatry, that is so important, especially with the diabetic community, to make sure that they have healthy feet. Diabetics have poor circulation problems. It's the number one cause of amputations is diabetes, and podiatrists are wonderful professionals that could not only save a patient from having an amputation, but save certainly the cost of these very expensive and very painful surgeries. And then restoring dental services in full for our kids. If our kids go to school and they have toothaches, they don't do well in school, so we need to make sure that our children are appropriately treated, and I'm delighted that we're going back to full funding for adults that have a difficult time working if you've had a toothache and you can't get your teeth fixed. And then lastly, in our drug treatment centers, I still believe that long-term naltrexone is a very important tool to help those that really want to eliminate their addiction to opiates. And it's my hope that we see these restorations within the Medi-Cal program, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, and Senator Monning.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to start by thanking you, Madam Chair, and the tremendous staff that's kept pace and kept us apace in our budget subcommittee planning and deliberations. Most importantly, I want to thank those who have made the efforts to be here and testify, some through advocates, some on their own self-advocacy. I can say this is the most compelling and challenging part of my job in the state Senate, is trying to reconcile a still stretched budget to try to honor and prioritize those who often don't have the loudest voice in the halls of government. But your voice has been heard loudly and clearly. We do face a challenge when we have to prioritize, and that's part of what we do, not only as subcommittees, but as our fuller budget committee and our respective caucuses, and then in our deliberations with our colleagues in the Assembly and the Governor's office. One of the advocates from the disabled rights community shared with me a quotation from Governor Brown in 1980, where he acknowledged the potential and the untapped potential of all Californians, but specifically focusing on the disabled community. And I think that was 1980. Here we are, it's 2015. And the words then hopefully will be revived and resonate now as we engage in this budget dialogue with our colleagues and with the governor's office. I believe that the restoration of some of the optional benefits is absolutely critical, but the core support for community and providers is absolutely essential, and I can assure you that we are continuing to work, not just in today's votes, but beyond in our deliberations, in our subcommittee, in our caucuses, and with the governor's office. Your voice has been critical getting us to this point, and I would say over these next 2 weeks, that voice needs to continue to be heard and channeled, not just up on to us on this dais, but particularly to our colleagues and the governor's office. So again, I thank all of you for raising your voice, and I realize that we don't come close to understanding the tremendous efforts made by many of you just to get to Sacramento to be heard. So we thank you for that, and Madam Chair, thank you.
Thank you very much, Senators Stone and Monning, appreciate it. First of all, just in terms of housekeeping, let me clarify that today's hearing will be a vote-only agenda that will be closing out all items in health, and so no health items will be heard in tomorrow's full budget hearing. We will manage all of that today. In our 13th and final sub-3 hearing for this budget year, during this time together, we've considered the governor's January budget plan, his May revise. We've heard numerous proposals for investment and heard from perhaps thousands of Californians who share their experiences and opinions. And as my colleagues and I have repeatedly said to you, you've been heard. We've spent in hearing time alone over 80 hours over these past 13 hearings, listening, having deep conversation, challenging, questioning, ourselves, the department, LAO, various state agencies, to do all that we can in the best interests of Californians, because we are clear that the programs that fall within our purview in this budget subcommittee have real life and death impacts. We are crystal clear about that. And in that light, it's impossible to pick winners or losers, and nor should we. While advocates and consumers of specific programs have traveled, you've called, you've written to educate us on your specific needs and the value of the programs that you are consumers of, the reality is investments are needed desperately across all programs in the health and human services area. Programs that experienced the brunt of the devastating cuts over a 10-year period. And so I hope that as you've joined with us in these 80 hours, that all of you also learned and developed some compassion about your fellow Californians who may rely on programs and services other than those you've come to advocate for. Because until we are in a position to truly invest in California's future and all Californians, we've got to raise the entire tide for our entire general fund and our entire society to do better and be the kind of California we all want to live in. And so I thank you for your engagement, for your effort, for your time to work with us. I have to tip my hat and acknowledge the work that goes into shaping the state budget for the state of California. While we spent 80 hours sitting here in the hearing, that is pales in comparison to the hundreds of hours collectively spent by budget staff, personal staff, the LAO in their development and research and publications on the budget proposals, finance, the various state departments. I am clear that this is truly a collaborative effort, and none of us could be successful without the participation of all of us. I want to thank the Senate sergeants who make sure that you all remain ruly and that we have lights and the temperature is during most of the time during the hearings. But again, there's an operational side of developing a budget that the general public doesn't often see that is overwhelming when you think about the tight time frame we have and the volumes of work, the volumes of paper, and the devil is always in the details, and the difference a decimal point can make is significant. So I want to thank staff and all those who participate in making the process for all of California work year after year after year. With that, gentlemen, why don't we go ahead and get started. Again, today is vote only. We've got three sections of today's agenda. Part A is primarily our health section. Following the agenda, we will look at multiple departments for health-related general fund investments. And we're going to take each individually per Senator Stone request. Starting on page 3 of the agenda, we're going to start with the Medi-Cal Restore Full Adult Dental Benefits. I'll entertain a motion. That's out 3-0. Number 2, Medi-Cal expand to cover remaining uninsured regardless of immigration status, $40 million investment. That's a 2-1 recommendation, a vote. Item 3, Medi-Cal again, eliminate AB 97 reductions for dental providers, $30 million investment, 3-0 recommendation. Item 4, Medi-Cal restore optional benefits. That's a 3-0 recommendation. 5, public health, hepatitis C, and HIV prevention, 3-0 recommendation. Item 6, Medi-Cal AB 97 payment clawback for distinct part nursing facilities, 3-0 recommendation. The dental anesthesia rate, that's a 3-0 recommendation. The Robert F. Kennedy Health Plan, one-time investment, that's a 2-1 recommendation. Moving on to Department of Healthcare Services on page 5 of the agenda. Item 1, again, Medi-Cal, the impact of the President's executive order. The recommendation is approval of the May revise numbers. Again, that's approval of the May revise numbers. That's out with a 2-1 recommendation. Item 2, Medi-Cal, skilled nursing facility quality assurance fee extension. The recommendation is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language as noticed on page 5 of the agenda. That's out with a 2-1 recommendation. Item 3, Medi-Cal, financial audits workload. The recommendation is approval, 3-0 recommendation. Item 4, Medi-Cal, allied dental professionals enrollment. It's an approval recommendation, 3-0. Item 5, Medi-Cal, ground emergency medical transportation. The recommendation is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language. That's a 3-0 recommendation. Item number 6, Medi-Cal, eliminate cost of living adjustment for county eligibility administration. The recommendation is to modify trailer bill language. That's out 3-0. Item 7, Medi-Cal, county admin augmentation. The recommendation is a reversion of funds. You'll see the agenda states that it's a reappropriation. The act will be a reversion of funds. That's out with a 2-1 recommendation. Item 8, CCI, Multipurpose Senior Services Program, the MSSSP program transition timeline. The recommendation is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language. That's out with a 3-0 recommendation. Item 9, Drug Medi-Cal, Residential Treatment Services. The recommendation is to reduce by $5 million the general fund appropriation. That's a 3-0 recommendation. Item 10, Pediatric Palliative Care Waiver Pilot Project Expansion. It's an approved recommendation, 3-0. Item 11, Mr. MIP, Reconciliations and Trailer Bill Language. It's the recommendation is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language. That's a 2-1 recommendation. Item number 12, the Suicide Prevention Hotline Supplemental Report Language. The recommendation is to adopt supplemental report language, and that is out 3-0. Moving on to the Department of Public Health, item 4265, item number 1, AIDS Drug Assistance Program, ADAP. The recommendation is to increase the federal fund authority. That's out with a 2-1 vote. Item 2, the California Clinical Laboratory Testing. The recommendation is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language as referenced on page 11 of the agenda. That's out with a 3-0 vote. Item 3, licensing and certification fee augmentation for LTC Ombudsman Program. The recommendation is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language as referenced in the agenda. That's out with a 3-0 vote. Moving on to item 4560, Mental Health Services Oversight and Accountability Commission, OAC. Item 1, competitive bid contracts for mental health advocacy. The recommendation is to augment the OIC's budget by $1 million in state admin funds for the competitive bid projects. That's out with a 3-0 recommendation. Item 4800, the California Health Benefit Package. Item 1, Emergency Regulations and Rulemaking Authority. The recommendation is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language. That's out with a 2-1 vote. Thank you. We'll now transition to Part B of the agenda. Transitioning to Part B of the agenda, which will focus on the Department of Developmental Disability. Again, this is vote only, starting with issue number 1. Stability of community-based services and support systems on page 2 of the agenda.
Madam Chair, if I can just make just a couple of comments. I know it's vote only.
Certainly may.
But I'd like to say that I'm very happy that the committee is stepping up to stabilize the community services. And I'm concerned, though, that this action leaves out some providers like the community care facilities and the day programs. Getting enough resources to this community is my top priority, along with the Medi-Cal rates, and I'd be willing to vote today to give the 10% to all the community providers and regional centers. However, I understand that this will be a conference committee item, so I will be supporting the action today and look forward to continuing our work on this.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm counting on that support.
Thank you.
So the recommended action is to adopt the following augmentations to the governor's May revise for a total new investment of over $100 million, $63 million in general fund, and trailer bill language 2, number 1, require the administration to submit a plan for further rate reform based on the work of their existing task forces, and 2, express the legislature's intent that the savings achieved from the closure of developmental centers will be used for new investments in the community system. I'll read through the specific areas where we are proposing rate increases. Supported living services, a 10% rate increase. Supported employment individual, 10% rate increase. Supported employment group, 10% rate increase. Respite in out of home, 10% rate increase. Transportation, 5% rate increase. And in regional center operations, targeted enhancements once again. Dental coordinators, forensic coordinators, and client rights contract, DRC, 10% increase. And so moved, and that will go out with a 3-0 recommendation. And you see there's further placeholder trailer bill language noted on page 3 of the agenda. On page 3 and 4, placeholder trailer bill language references numbers 1 and 2. Issue number 2, cleanup to assist persons in MIDs. The recommendation is to adopt the placeholder trailer bill language to ensure that the regional center remains responsible regardless of who makes the initial IMD placement. That's out with a 3-0 recommendation. Issue 3 is a technical correction. Additional community placement plan funding for the closure of Sonoma Developmental Center. And the correction is to approve May revise, approve a technical correction to schedule $46.7 million, $44.4 million of which is general fund, and the purchase of services budget, and $1.3 million in the regional center operations budget. And that technical correction is accepted with a 3-0 recommendation. Thank you. We'll now transition to part 3 of today's agenda, which is Department of Community Services and Development, Department of Rehab, Department of Social Services. We'll start with item 4700, Department of Community Services and Development. Item 1, budget change proposal number 2, Migrant and Seasonal Farm Workers Drought Assistance Program. The recommendation is to approve. That's out with a 3-0 recommendation. Item 5160, Department of Rehabilitation. Item 1, legislative proposal, supported employment program. The recommendation is to correspond with actions taken in the DDS budget and to provide a 10% rate increase for supported employment. That's out 3-0. Transitioning to Department of Social Services, item 5180. Item 1, May revised caseload and estimates update. Recommendation is to approve May revised caseload estimates, changes subject to additional conforming changes made by other legislative actions. Out 3-0. Item number 2, BCP number 86, Federal Immigration Assistance and Associated Impact. The recommendation is to amend the governor's May revise to reflect the following language: to augment the $5 million proposed May revise with an additional $15 million general fund, to require that the department must contract with and provide grants to qualified nonprofit organizations, to expand the list of organizations who may be eligible for contracts and grants, to expand the types of legal services that may be provided, to define the services to include outreach and naturalization, to provide further definition around legal training and assistance, to require that contracts and grants awarded through this program meet specified criteria, to exempt specified organizations, to require that the department no later than March 1st, 2016, report to the Fiscal Legislative Committee on the timeline for implementation, to require that the department no later than March 1, 2017, provide additional information to the legislature, require the department, subject to available Budget Act funding, contract with stakeholders that can demonstrate the ability to reach key communities, and to define the terms education and outreach to include referrals to educational or legal services. That's a high-level summary of all of the components of the proposed trailer bill language. That's out with a 2-1 recommendation. Moving on to Department of Social Services, item 5180. Item 1, the State Emergency Food Assistance Program. The recommendation is to approve $2.5 million general fund in the budget year for the program. That's out with a 3-0 recommendation. Item 2, Nutrition Incentive Program, Market Match. The recommendation is to approve $2.5 million general fund in budget year to establish a statewide nutrition incentive program. That's out with a 3-0 recommendation. Continuing on to CalWORKs, still within the Department of Social Services. Item 1, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF, Transfer of California Student Aid Commission. Approve as requested. That's out with a 2-1 recommendation. Item 2, Child Support Pass-Through for Long-Term Sanction Cases. Recommendation is to approve as requested. That's out with a 3-0 vote. Item 3, previous drug felony reporting requirement. Recommendation is to approve as requested. Out 3-0. Item 4, housing support program and extension of liquidation period. The recommendation is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language. Out 3-0. Item 5, welfare to work, 24-month clock. The recommendation is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language to delay the effect of the 24-month clock policy for clients who were not afforded the benefits of program change, thereby ensuring that these clients did not receive a grant reduction in 2015 and 16 and to approve $1 million general fund to continue to serve clients who will, as a result of this action, not be receiving a grant reduction. That's out with a 2-to-1 recommendation. Item 6, repeal of the maximum family grant. The action is to repeal the maximum family grant effective October 1, 2015. That's out with a 2-to-1 recommendation. Moving on to, again, Department of Social Services, Child Welfare Services, item 1, the Continuum of Care Reform Program. The recommendation is to adopt as proposed and to adopt placeholder trailer bill language that will include additional detail and specifications for how the $3.8 million for foster parent outreach, recruitment, and support will be used. That's out with a 3-to-0 vote. Item 2, child near fatality public disclosure. The action is to reject the governor's January trailer bill proposal without prejudice. That's out with a 3-to-0 recommendation. Item 3, case record reviews. The recommendation is approve as proposed. That's out with a 3-to-0 vote. Child welfare training program. Recommendation is approve as proposed, out 3-to-0. 5, the Strengthening Families Act. The recommendation is to approve the proposal with direction for staff to continue to work with advocates in the department to identify any possible technical problems associated with the relationship between prior funding and this new proposal. That's out with a 3-to-0 vote. Item 6, performance data on psychotropic medication for children in foster care. The recommendation is approve as proposed. 3-to-0 vote. Item 7, again, trailer bill language, intensive treatment foster care rate extension. The recommendation is approve as proposed. That's out with a 3-to-0 vote. Department of Social Services In-Home Supportive Services, Item 1, Fair Labor Standards Act. The recommendation to amend the governor's estimates to reflect a timeline that would ensure safe and expedient implementation of overtime pay based on estimates of the amount of time to make CMIPS 2 changes to enable the implementation of FLSA rules. The subcommittee will also consider directing staff to work with the LAO to identify an appropriate timeline. That's out with a 2-to-1 vote. Item 2, IHSS CMIPS 2 and overtime implementation for the FLSA. The recommendation is to approve as proposed. That's out with a 3-to-0 recommendation. Implementation of federal overtime regulations. The recommendation is to approve the governor's May revise request. That's out with a 3-to-0 recommendation. Increased general fund loan authority for the in-home supportive services program. The recommendation is to approve. That's out with a 3-to-0 vote. The restoration of the 7% reduction. The recommendation is to approve $228 million general fund to restore the across-the-board 7% reduction in service hours. That is out with a 2-to-1 vote. Moving on to our last item, Adult Protective Services within the Department of Social Services. Item 1, APS position codification. The recommendation is to adopt as proposed, and that is out with a 3-to-0 recommendation. With those actions being taken by Budget Sub 3, we adjourn today's hearing. Thank you very much for your attendance.